CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Premier Wen Jiabao has pledged more support measures for exporters, including a basically stable exchange rate for renminbi to stabilize foreign trade in the world's second largest economy amid new external uncertainties. Wen Jiabao made the remarks during an inspection tour of Guangzhou, the host city of the ongoing 110th China Import and Export Fair, also known as the Canton Fair, in the southern province of Guangdong. He said the government will take a package of measures and work with the foreign trade sector to plow through the difficulty and foster further growth of the economy. China and Vietnam have reaffirmed their political will and determination to settle maritime issues through negotiations and friendly consultations and to safeguard peace and stability in the South China Sea. The two countries have issued a joint statement saying the leaders of the two parties and countries will keep frequent communication and dialogue on the maritime issues and to instruct the proper handle and settlement of the issues from political and strategic perspectives. The People's Liberation Army will offer relief materials to Thai armed forces to aid the country's flood relief work, according to a press release issued by China's Defense Ministry. The relief materials, including 24 speed and rubber boats, 6 diesel fuel generators, and 200 emergency lights, will be airlifted to Thailand's capital of Bangkok on Sunday. China says faced with new problems such as sovereign debt and downward risks, all countries should work together to enhance coordination on macroeconomic policies to guard economic growth and financial stability with respective effort. Chinese delegates attending the G20 financial ministers' meeting in Paris say the global economy is challenged by new difficulties which require all countries to join hands in fighting all sorts of protectionism, either in trade or in investment. China suggests that leading developed countries should ensure economic recovery and financial stability in short term, while in the medium term enhance fiscal solidarity, accelerate structural reform, and refrain the negative impact of macroeconomic policies. China also stresses that the emerging countries should make their own contribution to tackle the problems. Occupy Wall Street movement has spread to London as thousands of protesters started to gather outside St. Paul's Cathedral in central London from Saturday noon. The protesters originally planned to assemble in front of St. Paul's Cathedral and then march towards the City of London to occupy the square mile. The Occupy London website says the movement is aimed at addressing social and economic injustice in Britain and beyond as part of a global movement for real democracy. This is CRI News. A pilot who went missing after his plane crashed during an air show in northwest China has been confirmed dead. The announcement was made by an official from the Yanliang National Aviation High-Tech Industrial Base during the International General Aviation Convention 2011 in Xi'an, capital of Shanxi Province. A plane crashed to the ground after finishing its performance in Fucheng County, where a three-day air show is being staged for an ongoing aviation convention. The dead pilot was seated in the front of the plane, while the plane's second pilot survived by ejecting from the plane before the crash. There have been no reports of deaths on the ground in connection with the crash. China's largest offshore oil producer, Sinuk Limited, says it has cleaned up the oil sheen on the sea surface of the Bohai Bay in North China. The latest oil leak occurred yesterday near the Jinzhou 93 West oil field operated by a subsidiary of Sinuk in the Liaodong Bay off northeast China. Sinuk says the oil spill was caused by the leak from a subsea connecting pipeline damaged by a work vessel during its operations. Following the cleanup, the State Oceanic Administration called off the Level 3 emergency response that it initiated after the spill. China Southern Airlines has received Airbus' first delivery of 8380 jumbo jet to finalize its preparation for its debut in the world's fastest-growing aviation market. The 8380 jumbo jet has landed at the Beijing Capital International Airport and will start its maiden voyage from Beijing to Guangzhou, the provincial capital of southern Guangdong province, tomorrow. It is Airbus' first out of five 8380 jets to be delivered by Airbus to China Southern. The Southern Airlines is the first operator of the 8380 in China and the seventh globally. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.